Expressed on Radio Free Cybertron are not necessarily those of the entire staff of Radio Free Cybertron. Brian is a big, fat moron. See?
Ha ha ha. You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby here with you. Still haven't bought a new microphone. I've been using this spare that I had, which was actually given to me by a friend. As long as I can get it to work, I think I'll use it, at least until I get paid again. Which is this week, but, you know, I've been buying a lot of Transformers. A lot of websites have had a lot of great deals, like Express.com. I got Big Moss and Big Horn for, like, $15, which I think is pretty good. Also, Action Ace had some Beast Wars Basics on sale. I got Scavenger, Buzzsaw. I also got Heinrod. The Randy versus Crazy Bolt versus Pack, and something else. What was it? Another Beast Wars 2 figure. I paid $50 for the whole bundle though, which I think was a great deal. I don't remember what the other toy is. But regardless, I think that was a pretty good deal. I've been hitting the websites lately that have had, closeout prices like eToys. I paid like $7 for Cheetor, $7 or $8, and like $15 for Primal Prime, which, you know, I just think is an excellent, excellent deal. There's something I want to get out of the way first before we actually get into the show. If you hear something on Radio Free Cybertron that you don't like, an opinion expressed, or a rumor, or anything, if something offends you, email me and let me know, especially if it's something that you just totally disagree with, like John's opinion on ATTCM. Email me. Rebut it if you want. I mean, that would be great. Because, you know, I basically let the guys go and do whatever they, you know, as long as it's not totally offensive, I usually let it go. You know, I'll beep out something Hooper X says. Or, but generally, whatever they say, I let go. And Hoop has a couple of controversial things to say and stuff I don't agree with. But, you know, I try to keep this as open a forum as possible. Not to be offensive, but to be... to sort of champion free speech. So if you hear something that you don't like I know some of the Dutch botters who had a problem with Radio Free Cybertron because of some of Hoop's comments, you know, tell me. You know, if you want to rebut it, please. That would be great. These guys are on here giving their opinions, and I give my opinions. And, you know, we're just people, and pretty much if you, like I said, if you hear anything that makes you mad, tell us. You know, John has said things that I just totally disagree with, and I've gotten emails from other people on the RFC staff that have totally disagreed with something. One time I sort of stopped something from happening because I didn't really want it to turn into a little mess. But you know, from now on, if you want something on the air where you disagree with something, send an email, brian@tfradio.com, or record a rebut and send it to me, same email address, and I'll get it, put it on the show, as long as it's suitable. And if you know Radio Free Cybertron, you know, we'll pretty much play anything. But I just want to get that out. I wanted to get that out of the way, because I know a few people were offended by some statements, and I really didn't. John's my friend, but I didn't like really his statements on ATTCM. And Hoop, there's things that he said I don't agree with, like the Dutch comments. And to be honest, there are a few Dutch comments later on in the show. But like I said, it's an open forum. I try to champion free speech. And if you disagree with it, let me know, and I will put it on the air. Enough said. On the show this week, we have the ATT Buzz by John DeLuna. A whole bunch of Robots in Disguise information. I basically talk about it with a song. Goldie talks about it. Anthony, Tony Fitz, Brucali has a new segment, and he discusses it. Hoop really doesn't get into it on Point the Blame. He has his Why Do You Hate Hooper X week, and that's pretty funny. I actually have to go in and censor it a bit because of language. Yeah, Hoop, I'm beeping you out again. But everything else, pretty much this week, is a RID, or like I said, Robots in Disguise. You know, it's the theme this week because it's what everybody is talking about. Also we have trivia. Forgot about that. Generally we'll have that, and we have a Bad Poets Corner again. It's been a while. One written by Mop Boy. If I find the time, I'm going to write up a bunch of those, and just try to do one every week again. But you know, knowing me, I probably won't. You know, I'm just going to, you know, I want to start doing that format that I did before, just like I'm doing right now. Just hit the top, hit it up at the top, give you the order, and just let it roll. It's easier. I'm sort of short on time these days. And basically, I think it's a little more coherent, maybe, than having me ramble between each segment, unless I have to. I'll probably go in and just sort of buffer Hoop segment a bit before that goes up. But I just think that this way, it just sort of, it's a little bit cleaner and it's a little bit smoother. So basically, you hear me up top, my monologue here, where I rant or say something stupid or make a fool of myself like I generally do. And for the rest of the show, I let the guys take it. With that said, we'll start things off this week with the ATT Buzz, then we'll go into Point the Blame. We'll have Goldimus Prime and his Car Robots rant. Anthony Tony Fitz Bruce Kelly will be up next, then my discussion on Car Robots, Bad Poets Corner trivia, and that will be it. Take it away, John.
Radio Free Cybertron Superior. Other programs inferior.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Bus, and I guess I'm going to have to talk about what everybody else is talking about on ATT and what RFC is probably going to focus on for the week, and that's Robots in Disguise, Car Robots in America. And I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing for me. It's a good thing for most fans over here. It's a good thing for Hasbro, which means in the future more Transformers for us, whether you like this current crop or not. First, look at it from Hasbro's point of view. It's almost guaranteed to pull them a profit, and they need it because Hasbro's hurting. They have, over the past 3 or 4 years, 2 to 5 of the top 10 selling toy properties in America, and they can't pull a profit, and that's hard to do. Think about that. You've got to really try to be that inept at making money. They have these licenses like Pokemon, Star Wars, Transformers, and they can't pull a profit. And those licenses sell like mad over here. And they need money. They need profits. And Car Robots is going to give it to them. It's a virtual lock that Car Robots will give it to them. First, they've got a cheaply produced anime. All they've got to do is dub it and throw it on Fox. And although anime is cooling off very quickly, it's still a pretty good, pretty solid bet in terms of profit and ratings. You're going to get some. You're going to get at least a spike here and there. And that's all they need. And I don't want to hear people complain or worry that Fox is going to butcher Car Robots the cartoon, because let me tell you something. There's nothing to butcher. There's no meat to Car Robots the cartoon. The cartoon is what it is, and what it is a simple kid show. It's not Beast Wars. It's not Beast Machines. It's not a plot-driven science fiction series. It's just a kid's cartoon. That's not bad. That's not good. It's what it is. I find it kind of enjoyable, especially compared to some of the sad examples of entertainment that were the past Japanese Beast Wars cartoons over the years. Neo was terrible. Beast Wars 2nd was worse. Car Robots is decent. And that's pretty good, actually, compared to the competition. Also, it's nothing like the other anime that Fox has brought over in the past 2 years or so. Car Robots is what Fox thinks it is, and it's a kid's cartoon. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. It's not Vision of Escaflowne. It's not Cyber 6. It's not like other anime that they've brought over. Escaflowne was Fox's worst nightmare. Escaflowne is like what most anime is. First of all, it's girly. It's embarrassingly girly compared to our cartoons. Second of all, its plot either moves slow or at medium speed. That's not near fast enough for most shows on this side of the ocean. And lastly, some of the episodes have absolutely no action, and they are completely devoted to forwarding the plot, and kids don't have time for that. They don't want that over here, frankly. Some kids do, but the vast majority, the masses, and that's what they have to play to, want action. They want an explosion every 5 seconds, or a show surrounded by kids, computers, and little cute animals with some homosexual undertones thrown in here and there. And Car Robots is none of that, except for the homosexual undertones every now and then between Build Boy and Gel Shark, and I kid you not about that. Now, moving on to the toys. They're cheap to produce, too. Takara has potentially overstock. I mean, they could pull a G1, and Hasbro could take some of Takara's leftover toys in a warehouse and slap them in the new packaging. And when that runs out, which will be pretty fast, they can just take molds that already exist, put them in the factories, and start pumping out the toys again. And again, that's virtually guaranteed profit. Okay, now the other side of the coin was ATT's reaction to Car Robots and Robots in Disguise when this news broke. And after this week, I'm through trying to figure out ATT. I'm not even going to attempt to figure out that news group anymore. It makes no sense, because look at it this way. Car Robots came out about a year ago. That's it. It's pretty new. Ever since it came out, ATT has said, we want Car Robots. It's got Autobot symbols. It turns into cars, fire trucks, convoy. It's from Japan. We've got to have some of that. Well, you got it now. Car Robots is Robots in Disguise. But this entire week, for the longest time, people were holding out and trying to denounce it, acting like it wasn't a big deal. I mean, no matter how many posts said, Robots in Disguise is Car Robots. Here's the press release. It was like there was always somebody that said, dude, are you sure? Well, Hasbro said Car Robots is Robots in Disguise. Speed Breaker, Ultra Magnus is God Magnus. Dude, what about Transtech? Dude, what about Starscream? I mean, I would expect these guys to like cream themselves over the mere possibility, but all of a sudden, it's like their dream has come true, and it's just not the same. These are the kind of people that like to talk and like to ask and like to act like what they want is the impossible dream. That makes it easy for them to complain. That makes it easy for them to post complete nonsense and outlandish claims and wishes, because they know it'll never come true. Well, it has come true this time, and this, I think, is just the cap to a pretty unbelievable year. I mean, in the past 12 months, if you had told me last January that by next February we would have G1 re-releases from Takara, toys that are 12 years old or more in G1 packaging, re-released, G1 PVCs of cartoon characters, Robots in Disguise by Hasbro, which is a direct port of Car Robots over here in G1 packaging, I would have said you're crazy. Because that sounds like fanboy drivel. I mean, think about it. In the last 12 months, almost every fanboy's dream has come true. It's really unbelievable. And as a final note on Car Robots, I've seen a lot of posts by people that want G1 voice actors back for the dubbing. Well, first of all, that's probably not going to happen because that would be expensive, at least for some of them, especially Welker and Cullen. Although both of those guys do lots of work right now in voice acting. They're still pretty active. They're also highly paid. And I don't think Hasbro, no matter how much money they save with production costs, is going to shell out that kind of stuff, that kind of jack, for just two voices for a small group of fans relative to the masses of people that they're marketing just so they can have that little extra kick of G1. Second of all, I don't want any more G1 references other than the names because, frankly, I like forward movement. And Car Robots / Robots in Disguise is forward movement in the American market because 99% of the people out there haven't seen Car Robots. They have no idea, those little kids. They might have some idea if they're on the internet. Well, in fact, if they're on the internet, they have a good idea of what Car Robots is. But I would say the vast majority of those kids have no idea what Car Robots is, so it's going to be completely new to them, and that's what matters. That's what's going to boost sales. They're not going to be like me, who's collected basically every toy that's been released for Car Robots, has watched the cartoon already, and that's probably not going to buy one thing of Robots in Disguise just because of packaging or the fact that it's at my local Kmart. That's not good enough reason to blow $500, $600, $700 on a toy line. Now, back to the G1 stuff. You know, that's fine. The names, the characterization slightly referencing the old G1 characters is fine. And the fact that it looks like it's going to be in a completely new continuity, starting from scratch, basically, is the best thing possible for it. And I think if they keep the G1 references to a minimum, maybe in the tech specs, in the names, in a few throwaway lines in the cartoon, they'll be fine. They won't write themselves into a hole like they did with Beast Machines being a direct continuation of Beast Wars. You can't win when you start writing off of such material. It's just inevitable that you're going to trip up. Finally, on the ATT Buzz, Toy Fair starts Monday, and even though we do know most, if not all, of what Hasbro's Transformer lineup is going to be, and basically what everything they're going to say is, look at it this way. Here's the tip. Start shopping at Walmart and Kmart and start looking for new toys this week, because if past history has shown anything, toy companies like to have their new toys or the toys that they're advertising to buyers at Toy Fair on the shelves as they speak. They like to have the news of the new toys in the media and at the same time have them available for purchase. So there's a heads up. Don't be surprised if we start seeing Savage Noble sightings and Tyranitron and Rapticon showing up in Walmart by next week, by Wednesday. So go out, start looking. That's the ATT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the best in Transformers on the internet.
The views and opinions of HooperX are not necessarily that of the rest of the staff of Radio Free Cybertron or Radio Free Cybertron itself. Well, Radio Free Cybertron can't, you know, have an opinion because it's not a person. But if it was a person, it wouldn't necessarily be that the same opinion as HooperX. I think that made sense.
Point the blame! Hello again, everybody, and welcome to yet another installment of Point the Blame. As always, I'm your host, HooperX. Putting aside the Robots in Disguise toy line, which has become sort of the hot topic this week, I have the feeling that Several of my fellow Radio Free Cybertron commentators will have more than enough to say on that topic. I am, as promised last week, presenting a special theme show this week. We had slightly different theme music this week to reflect that. The theme music was, of course, from a song by Real Big Fish. The title of the song is also the name of this week's show, Somebody Hates Me. As you may recall, last week I asked for all of you to send in your reasons why you despise, dislike, or otherwise wish to see me put to death. I will now present, in no meaningful order whatsoever, these posts. Aurelius Prime writes, I find you annoying because of your many off-topic posts and flames. The thing I do like is, unlike Jax, your off-topic posts are funny. Thank you, Aurelius Prime. Thank you. Tony Fitz writes, 1. Metal is not dead. Mullet rock is dead. And 2. Underscore. Thank you, Tony. Underscore. Blue Streak writes, you make too many frickin' OT posts. You get pissed at Debbie too much. You make stupid jokes. You promote a site devoted to crap. You waste my time and you're a bloody fool. Thank you. Come again. I don't hate you. I don't hate anyone. You're just one of those people I would never try to be a friend of in real life. Wait, this is real life? No, it's not. So, there. And please stop coming back here. Leave and leave for good. That's annoying too. Go now. I'd like to take a little bit of time here to respond to Blu-3-ek, who claims that I have a habit of leaving and coming back. This is not true. I am, in fact, a rather busy person. This is, of course, a common excuse, I realize, but I do have a job. I do go to school. I do have other things to do than sit around and post Alt Toys Transformers all day. So I come and go sometimes. You know how it is, when the real world calls. Or maybe you don't, like this next poster. N-Bomb writes, you suck because it's better than blowing. Thanks, N-Bomb. I hope you find a woman soon. Duo Maxwell, who has apparently taken time off from the busy job of piloting a giant robot and humping his teammates in the butt, writes, I would have written a long essay if this was 6 months ago. Now I don't have a problem with the guy, though I am offended at him dissing metal. I'll take mullets over Eminem any day. Now, while I too would take mullets over Eminem any day, metal is still dead. This seems to be the single most controversial point I've made on this show. Which, I guess, is kind of sad when you think about it. Now, one of my old friends, Ezra Fail, Thomas, I'm not even going to try on his last name, but it's Tommy, a.k.a. Ezra Fail, writes, are you really that worried about how people think about you? I thought you didn't care, Hooper. I thought you only liked to insult people for no real reason and then run away. Now, there is more to this. I'm just going to stop and present my rebuttal to the first part of his statement. No, I'm not worried about what people think about you. I do, however, take some perverse pleasure in finding out why people dislike me. If there's something I can change for the better, heck, I just might. Also, I don't run away. I may take sporadic breaks, but I do not run away. I am always willing to step up to the plate and start something. Back to his letter. Was it because people began to fight back, or because you felt guilty of f***ing up ATT? Or did your ego just grow too big? Loser? No, really. And again, rebuttal. No, I like it when people fight back. I like a good argument. I have to admit, I really do enjoy a good little verbal spat, a good little bit of wordplay, a good little argument between people. It's fun, reminds me that I'm alive, and it's just entertaining. And, no, I don't feel guilty about the news group, as you so charmingly put it, because I didn't. RoboWang, the fat Andy Kaufman lookalike, writes, Hoopster, I hate you because I love you, and that's the truth. Big smooch, see you at BotCon, honey nuts. RoboWang, my hotel room number is 301B. Be there at 10, wear something sheer. And here's my personal favorite, the single most troll-like flame bait one I've gotten, and this is the one that I actually saved for the end, the best for last. This is from Moses, a.k.a. a half-Chinese, who is, for those who have been following such things, one of the Dutch community who have seen fit for some reason to harass me, although I wouldn't really call it harassment since I'm sort of getting, since I'm getting a kick out of it. It's funny. It's interesting to watch them try and verbally bludgeon me when, you know, they can't. But anyway, Moses here writes, "You're provoking, and you're not even good at it. You're irritating a shitload of people who don't really want to know you. I sure as hell wouldn't want to know you in my private life anyway. Get a girl. I usually don't post much at ATT. Usually. However, I used to use it as reference material for expanding my Transformers knowledge. Those days are long gone now, unfortunately." This is the end of the first paragraph, and as such, my rebuttal. I wouldn't want to know you in my private life either. You and most of the group you run with are extremely obsessed with girls and beer. Now, while girls are nice, it shouldn't be your sole driving purpose in life. You are frat boys. Whether you realize it or not, you are frat boys, okay? Just slap some Greek letters across your chest, get out there, get drunk, and let the date raping begin. Second paragraph of his letter. When we got involved in those flame wars against you, it was after you tried your hardest to create controversy, much like you were doing with this very bit I'm replying to, and that's where Devi, Argus, Paul, and later me came in. Honestly, one of us could mentally kick your ass in about two sentences or so, yet you insisted on being right. Even though many say you were, you of course weren't. You think you're so smart, but we know better. Furthermore, I think Brain should kick your ass out of RFC. The reason should be obvious. Rebuttal. First off, who is Brain and what say does he have over Radio Free Cybertron? Secondly, what reason is that? Because I get people to listen to the show? Because I am, at least from what I've heard, one of the more popular segments on Radio Free Cybertron? Or because any one of you Dutch fellows could kick my ass mentally? No. I insist on being right, and many people say I was. That's because I was right. I am right, you are wrong. Me smart, you stupid. Okay? Okay, you got that there? You got that? You picking that up, buddy? Okay. Finally, the last little bit of his brilliant observation was the following, in all caps, "Why did Hooper X got hit by a truck and keeps on getting hit by it all day long? 'Cause his dick is still stuck in the chicken." Comedy gold. Thank you for that brilliant, thought-out, well-argued, and rational statement, Moses. Now, that's all the hate mail I picked up, amazingly. I'm really, really somewhat depressed that I didn't get more. I started Point the Blame as sort of a sounding board, a way for me to get out messages that I thought maybe would not necessarily anger, but shock or somehow drive people into thinking about things, into taking up these issues and looking at them from a perspective other than the one they have been hardened into, other than their set outlook on life. I want to make you think. If, after listening to Point the Blame, you say, "Man, Hooper's got a good point. Why do I like the Transformers and movie soundtrack? Why does this interest me? What am I doing here?" Then I've done my job. In fact, the one problem I have with doing Point the Blame for Radio Free Cybertron is that I don't get enough feedback. I really wish people would write in and say, "You know, Hooper, I liked that segment. You made good points about this, this, and this, but I don't like your take on this." Give me some feedback, people. Let me know what I'm doing. Let me know if you're liking the show. If I'm making you laugh, good. If I'm making you angry, even better. And most importantly, if I'm making you think about things, then I want to know. The email address for Point the Blame is, as always, killmylonely@AOL.com. That about wraps it up for this week's installment of Point the Blame. I am Hooper X of SexSexWorld.com. The show is, as always, graciously provided to me by Brian Kilby of Radio Free Cybertron. The opening theme this week is by Real Big Fish. So allow me to take a minute and plug for them. They're a good band. Go listen. And come back next week for more of the same stuff right here on Point the Blame!
Instead of doing a toy review this week, since I'm kind of feeling burnt out on reviews, I got Primal Prime, T-Rex, and Magmatron all within the last, like, 10 days, and I wasn't overtly impressed with any of them, to be honest, and I really don't feel like reviewing them now. So I'm going to do a little rant here on the news that Car Robots is being imported for the Interim line between the end of Battle for the Spark and whatever the 2002 line is going to be. Well, last week brought news that I personally find very, 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 you get the idea, bad. Car Robots, toy line, and show will be released here around August of this year. First, let's go over what exactly the Car Robots line was composed of, shall we? I'll start with the new molds. For the Cybertrons, there was Fire Convoy, God Magnus, Speedbreaker, Wild Ride, Mach Alert, JRX, and Build King. Both of the latter whom I count as single toys, because that's likely how they will be released here. For the Destrongers, there was Gigatron. Now for the recolors. Super Mach Alert, Super Wild Ride, Super Speedbreaker, Devil Gigatron, Indie Heat, Wrecker Hook, 6 Spy Changers, 5 Combatrons, Black Convoy, 3 Small Destrongers, Gel Shark, whatever, and Brave Maximus. Now, maybe it's just me, but it looks like more than half of CR has been recolors! Yes! And this is what's coming this fall under the brand of Robots in Disguise. Coming to Fox Kids 6 days a week will be the dubbed Car Robot Show. Before you all go saying, "But it's real Transformers, dude! Not the ass-blow beast crap, cause Takara loves the fans, dude!" The Car Robot Show is bad. I can't understand in Japanese, mind you. But I can tell just from analyzing it for a few weeks way back when that there is no substance at all to what is going on. And this is the undubbed original Japanese version. I don't know how familiar you are with the typical dumbing down of dubbed anime, but when this actually airs, any potential intelligence it had will be gone. Gone. It will be the Digimon of Transformers. Now, don't get me wrong, I love how wonderfully bizarre Digimon is, but as far as I can tell, Car Robots was not blessed with such bizarre attributes. Okay, let's move on to the toys, since I've run out of ways to exemplify how stupid Transformers Car Robots is. As I was writing this rant, Ben Yee updated his website with a little more information about Robots in Disguise, RID for short. Most notably confirming names for a few characters.
Super Fire Convoy will be Optimus Prime. God Magnus will be Ultra Magnus, as if we were surprised by either of those two. Gigatron will be Megatron, and Mach Alert will be Prowl. Mach Alert being Prowl doesn't surprise me at all, but Gigatron being renamed as Megatron kind of does. I kind of thought Gigatron would still be Gigatron. Anyway, moving on. The Car Brothers are very typical Takara-style toys. Heavily kibbled, armored design, with skinny bodies. Well, except Wild Ride, who has the mighty left arm of justice. JRX's components exhibit similar properties, minus the mighty left arm of justice. The larger ones like Magnus, Fire Convoy, and Gigatron are more Hasbro-style than Takara. Very little extraneous parts in robot mode. Okay, Super Fire Convoy doesn't exactly fit perfectly into that, but it's a side effect of the intentional armor design. Well, okay, the Car Brothers might be intentional too, but never mind. If Fire Convoy had been designed to only have one robot mode, everything most gold molds, the spy changers, they are bricks. Little matchbox-scale bricks. These are the G2 GoBots, of course, recolored. They aren't worth the $4.99 low end of the price range that the Hasbro press release specified. Indie Heat and Wrecker Hook. Well, those were leftover late G2 toys, which means they're half-decent. They have articulation, but they also have the spring transformations like the first Beast Wars basics. But they're capable of moving their legs! Therefore, they're automatically better than the Spy Changers. Black Convoy, of course, is Laser Prime, enough said. The Combatrons, well, we won't go there. They're G1 molds. You know, it's not going to be a good thing. And then there's the Transmetal 2s. And they're the second wave basic, so they're better than the likes of Sonar, Optimus Minor, and Scarum would have been in their place. But they're still going to be recolors of stuff we had back in 99. Same with Gel Shark, whatever. I'll not comment toward Brave Max, since it was unofficially confirmed by a trustworthy source that we aren't getting him. What it boils down to is that we'll get 8 new molds, or 14 depending on the combiners being sold separately or not, and 22 recolored toys, counting the super versions. And most of the toys are either bricks, and therefore bad, or they're highly kibbled and difficult to transform, and therefore bad. The one thing that keeps me from totally breaking down is the knowledge that this is just an interim between the end of Battle for the Spark and whatever Hasbro does for 2002. And with Hasbro's track record, whatever the 2002 line is, it'll blow Robots in Disguise away with the first basic. There's also one nice upside to RID. I can get the rest of the Car Robots molds rather inexpensively, which I'm very happy for, since just yesterday, I was in a comic book store, and they had JRX and Black Convoy. They wanted $60 for JRX, and over $50 for Black Convoy. I will be very happy to get JRX and Black Convoy for probably $20 to $30 each. To summarize, Car Robot Show is one-dimensional crap. The toys are generally not going to be the quality we've had before, be it because of brickishness or being kibbled. On the upside, those of us who didn't spend every last cent we had buying every Car Robots toy and recolor made can get this stuff cheap and point and laugh at everybody who did spend insane amounts. This is Goldimus Prime.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the first installment of Destroy, Erase, Improve, the hopefully soon-to-be weekly look at Transformers and Transfandom with insights on its present state and a look towards what the future may hold. This is being recorded as of Tuesday, February 6th, 2001, and I am your host, Anthony Brucali, the one and only Tony Fitz. Big news breaking today is the announcement of Transformers Car Robots being released in North America as Transformers, robots in disguise, has emerged upon the news groups. Never since I had opened my Che Repent Sna have I been so mixed between pure disgust and utter joy. The prospect of car robots coming over from Japan is a promising one to many, and equally saddening to many more. Because with the cool toys and the excitement of a new series, many feel that Robots in Disguise may not stand up to Beast Wars, or Beast Machines for that matter. Many are also disappointed in the prospect of not seeing many, if any, new toys next year. So now let us step back for a moment and take a look at a number of the issues that arise from this news, and reflect upon the possibilities it presents us. Many of you, like myself, are probably wondering, why import car robots? Well, if we evaluate the current situation, it may make plenty of sense. At first, I thought this was a poor marketing move by Hasbro. Why would they want to re-release a bunch of toys that didn't sell well to begin with here in America? G2 GoBots didn't sell, Transmetals 2 didn't sell, Machine Wars Flip Changers didn't sell. Right there's a third of the car robots line. First off, Hasbro is in some serious financial difficulty. They've been eliminating jobs left and right, and now they're eliminating overhead, which is a smart and viable option in business terms. It provides toy molds, already made, and a show just waiting to be dubbed. Secondly, it provides Hasbro with a chance to reap the current 80s nostalgia craze. If so many 80s nostalgists have become obsessed with the, quote, Transformers 2000, unquote, as it exists as a misnamed overseas product, then a crack at the wider, less internet-savvy portion of the American market may prove extremely profitable for Hasbro, especially when you consider how many of those people were part of the youth of 84 and newly entering the job market, and thus have money to burn. Lastly, with the assumedly final wave of Beast Machines upon us, Hasbro must fill out three-quarters of the year, which is something that the limited scope of the CR line does very nicely. And for all those people who worship Takara, they did the same thing a few years back after Neo expired. Neo was only a half a year line, so Takara filled out the year with US Transmetal Toys and just aired Beast Wars Season 2 and 3 and renamed it Metals. So can we really blame Hasbro? Is Hasbro evil for doing this? Absolutely not. It's sound business, and for a recovering company, it's a smart move. On the bright side, we do have the promise of a dubbed cartoon show 6 days a week. Many feel that there are not enough episodes to stretch this out over a long period of time. That assumption is incorrect. There are nearly 40 episodes of Transformer Car Robots to turn into Robots in Disguise. If the show premieres on Fox Kids on Saturdays in mid-September and starts running weekdays in mid-October, then it won't be until January or February until the show runs its course, just in time for Toy Fair 2002. Transformers Robots in Disguise is exactly what Transformers Car Robots should have been. Filler. Now, many people I know in the trans fan community bash the writing on Car Robots. After Beast Wars, we as a fan community become spoiled because the product that Hasbro Mainframe put out was such of a high quality. Now with that expectation gone, maybe we can all just sit back and enjoy a show for what it should be. Fun. It's time we stop taking things so damn seriously. The 8 episodes I've seen of Car Robots do just that. They provide some action and some fun. And with lowered expectations, maybe a few of us out there can sit back and relax and just enjoy the show. And with the promise of a new show comes the fun of speculation. Who will do the voicing this time around? Who and which characters will be renamed? What will they be renamed to? Which characters will maintain their old names? I'm pulling for Ox on that one. Furthermore, we may still see new toys by the year's end. Let's face it, Car Robots was a small line. Hasbro may decide to stay small, but within the confines of Robots in Disguise frame, they may have a chance to unleash a few new vehicle transformers upon us, or at the very least, some Beast Wars repaints to even out the factions. And while on the subject of toys, will it be plausible or even reasonable for Hasbro to release Brave Maximus here? I think this may be more than one toy that you will not see in America, unless Hasbro can score it under the $50 price point. Of course, he's a character later in the show, so maybe we can smell a HasbroCollectors.com exclusive here. Maybe. To this side of the globe. It may multiply the worst in trans fandom, the inarticulate nostalgist. It will fatten the pockets of trans fans who have imported a bulk of these toys for the past year, and it will make readily available the harder-to-find Car Robots toys like Indie Heat, Wrecker Hook, and Gershark. It will give us new plots and canon to chat about and to analyze, but it will also give us new trolls to kill. Finally, it will run a short time and will set up for something new in 2002, and since Beast Machines began, that is what I believe this line has needed, something new. A new theme with new characters to root for, new villains to conquer. A new side to the war that has raged for millions of years across generations and galaxies. A new history to delve into and new realms to explore. Robots in Disguise will give us some of that, but not truly the adrenaline boost this fandom needs. And with that, we bring the first edition of Destroy, Erase, Improve to a close this week. If you have any comments, feel free to email me at tonyfitz@mindspring.com. That's T-O-N-Y-F-I-T-Z at the at symbol, shift 2, at mindspring.com. The theme music for this segment is by a band called Meshuggah. I'm Anthony Bricalli, the one and only Tony Fitz, and this has been Destroy, Erase, Improve on Radio Free Cybertron.
Destroy, Erase, Improve!
Radio Free Cybertron!
First up, for those who do not know, Robots in Disguise is the new filler line Hasbro is going to introduce this fall. It's a, for all intents and purposes, repackaged, translated version of Car Robots. And that is quite literally what it is. Superfire Convoy will now be known as Optimus Prime. The Cybertrons will be the Autobots. Gigatron will be Megatron, and he will lead the Predacons. Mach Alert will be Prowl, etc., etc. More information will be known come Toy Fair. And hopefully, we'll have a midweek report on Toy Fair, which is this week. Now, on to my opinions on RID. For me personally, Robots in Disguise is a mixed bag. While as far as the Transformers go and Hasbro, it's a good thing. It's an inexpensive investment for Hasbro, basically. Put it simply, the show is already animated and the toys are already designed. Even though much of the toy line is repaints, it's still a good investment. It should almost certainly make back the money that it will cost. As far as the whole package goes, I've seen it before. The only real surprises are going to be what we don't get in America. Will we get Brave Max? Probably not. The rest of the line probably will be released, but nothing is set in stone. As far as the cartoon goes, it's kind of bland. We've all seen it before. Most of us, anyway. It's a kind of silly, yet, you know, lighthearted take on the Transformers, kind of like Beast Wars 2. While actually a little more lighthearted than Beast Wars 2. But it's not serious. It doesn't have the serious tone that Beast Wars and Beast Machines had, and that may be a good thing. I would say, of all the other Transformers lines, it most closely resembles G1 Season 2. Now, most importantly for me, there will be a metamorphosis in the fandom. The fandom as some sort of internet intelligentsia has been dead for quite a while, if it ever even existed. It's now a mixture of everything from the utterly brilliant down to Ed, Ed, and Eddie. That's how it is. While it was never Mensa, it was at one point a collection of competent discussions about transforming robots. It's not that now. Not as a whole, anyway. And I'm afraid that RID is going to bring in a huge influx of stupid people. Not people genuinely wanting to learn more about Transformers, but those who think it's all cool that Prime is back and he's laid the smack down on all that beast crap. Yes, la 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 la. What, Optimus is cooking? No, preferring G1 is not stupid. I prefer G1. But I do think that an irrational dislike of Beast Wars, because it is not G1, is beyond ridiculous. We've already seen it from Car Robots in the past year, at least since its appearance. You know, the opinion that the real Transformers are back, dude. I told you Optimus was a truck and not a stupid monkey. From this point on, it can only get worse, really. It's like 1995 and 1996 all over again, and that is not a good thing. Now, I'm not the most eloquent son of a gun around, so I can not get across in words what I can in song. Oh yes, song. So now, a worldwide Radio Free Cybertron exclusive, we have a song called Truck Not Monkey.
Optimus isn't a stupid monkey. He's a hero.
Truck, not monkey! Cybertron, not monkey! Not monkey! Monkey!
I remember when I was a kid, Optimus Prime saved people, but now he's a stupid monkey. What's up with that?
Not monkey! Truck! Truck! Not monkey! Not monkey! Truck! 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 Monkey! Truck! Not monkey! Not monkey! Truck!
I remember when Optimus died in Transformers the movie. Truck! That was the best movie ever.
Monkey! Monkey!
And right now we have trivia on Radio Free Cybertron. Last week we did not have a trivia clip. Instead, I just played, I just gave the answer to the older trivia clip from a couple of weeks back. This week we have a new clip. And you know the rules. I will play it twice. The first time I'll play it, let it go. Then I'll give you an opportunity to think on it, and I'll play it again. And if you know it, email me at brian@tfradio.com. And let me find the clip here. Here we go. Let me play it first.
I need you to lead a mission into Predacon ground.
On my way!
Okay. Let me play it again.
I need you to lead a mission into Predacon ground.
On my way!
And if you know it, email me at brian@tfradio.com. Maximals and Predacons yelling and fighting. Optimus Primal is brutally hit. Running and flying, wounding and dying. He topples over and lands in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. That made no sense. Thanks, Mott Boy. That was Radio Free Cybertron this week. Had fun. Come back next week. Actually, and come back for the midweek update if it's not already up there on Toy Fair. So, thanks for listening, and for the staff and crew of RFC, this is Brian Kilby signing off till next week.
A pinball wizard got such a fool.